Two frontline battles in one news cycle. Why Christians must stand for life and God's design. After you read our short summary, please watch Dr. Albert Mohler's analysis of today's two biggest cultural battles, the sanctity of unborn life and the defense of God's design for male and female. His daily briefing breaks down these issues with unmatched clarity, grounding them in biblical truth and the urgency of the cultural moment. Two battles, one news cycle. Why Christians cannot retreat. Sometimes the headlines reveal just how relentless the cultural struggle really is. In a single day's news cycle, two massive issues landed squarely on the front lines of the moral and spiritual battle: the sanctity of unborn life and the defense of God's design for male and female. Both are playing out at the highest levels of government, and both remind us that these are not temporary skirmishes. They are enduring conflicts that will not disappear in our lifetime. First, the Trump administration announced it will reverse a Biden-era rule that allowed the Veterans Administration to perform abortions in most circumstances. This change is more than a procedural tweak. It's a direct confrontation over whether our federal government will be complicit in the destruction of unborn children. The stakes could not be higher. Life or death for the most vulnerable among us, and whether the law will acknowledge the humanity of the child from the moment of conception. Elections matter, not just for who holds office, but for the policies those leaders appoint and enforce. Second, on the same day, several Democrat-led states filed suit to block a federal ban on pediatric gender transition procedures in facilities that receive federal funds. This policy, announced early in President Trump's second term, aims to protect minors from the irreversible damage of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical mutilation. The Cass report in the United Kingdom has already exposed the dangers of these practices, yet some states are fighting for the right to subject children and teenagers to them in the name of ideology. This is nothing less than a collision between the truth of God's creation, male and female He created them, and a worldview that insists gender is self-defined and malleable. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. These two stories are not isolated controversies. They are symptoms of the same deeper rebellion against God's authority and design. In both cases, the moral clarity of Scripture cuts through the political fog. Every human life is made in the image of God, and every person is created male or female according to His purpose. Our culture will continue to resist these truths, and political power will be used either to protect them or to undermine them. For Christians, the takeaway is unmistakable. We cannot grow weary or assume these debates will fade away. The abortion fight has raged for over 50 years since Roe v. Wade. And the sexual revolution shows no signs of retreat. As long as these issues remain contested in our courts, legislatures, and culture, the church must remain steadfast, speaking truth, voting conviction, and disciplining the next generation in the Word of God. The headlines may change tomorrow, but the calling remains the same today. Contend for life, uphold God's design, and refuse to yield ground in the face of cultural pressure. These are not just political issues, they are gospel issues. And until the Lord calls us home, our place is on the field, standing firm in truth and love. Call to action. If you want to stay informed and biblically equipped on these critical issues, listen to today's episode of Dr. Albert Mohler's The Briefing. His daily analysis connects breaking news to the Christian worldview with clarity and conviction, something no one else does as effectively. Start with today's episode here, and then subscribe so you can begin each day ready to think, pray, and act with gospel-shaped wisdom.